Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, if you talk to enough business people and you talk to them long enough, you hear big statements. Big statements like, I want to do more business. I want to open up in Texas. I want 3 branches. I want to make $1 million a year. I want to have the best company ever. And those are grand statements, and there are many more that people make. And they're big statements, but they're the vision. They're what people think they want. Now, what people think they want and what they really want sometimes are not the same, but let's just take the vision, I want more sales. Well, that's a great statement, but business success starts with one bite at a time. If we are looking at our business and we are looking at where we are successful, we certainly want to keep that success going and we want to focus on it, but just as important, we want to see where we are not successful. And if we don't have enough sales coming in, we don't say, I want more sales. I just want more sales. I want each of you to go out and do $500,000 more this year. That's not going to get you where you want to be. You've got to break it down into the smallest possible form. You've got to say to the salespeople, look, I want more business. This is what we need, and this is what you're capable of. Let's see how you use your day. Because sales relates to talking to people, being in the right place at the right time, talking to the right people with the right message. And if we're not doing that, if we're not focused enough, if we don't understand that we need to get salespeople to realize exactly their time is so valuable, that one call, that one more call that they make on a Friday afternoon, that one more appointment can end up being an incredible amount of business. I want my people to be more efficient in the field. What does that mean? Just saying, I want you to be more efficient is not going to get you the results that you want. You need someone in the field managing the people that are doing what needs to be done, and you need to look and see where the disconnect is, where the wasted time is, and if you understand it from a smaller level and the next level and the next level and the next level, then you don't really have a problem. But you see, just making a statement will not get you where you want to be. You've got to really think about where the disconnect is. You have to think about where it's not happening the way it should. You have to think about what's the most important strategy that you can create to get to the business that you want. Business is about the marketplace. Business is about your building, your people, your sales, your employees, your products. But what it's about is your strategy. You as the business person drive every single aspect of business success. You as the leader drives every single aspect of success. So if you're not leading, if you're not thinking about it, if you're not sitting down and you're not planning the vision and you're not looking at the vision and say, how do I make that vision and break it up into smaller pieces so I can really understand it? Because not all of what you're doing might not be wrong. It might be that one tiny little piece. And if you understand what that one tiny little piece is, maybe you just have to fix that. And if you can fix that one tiny little piece, even if things aren't going well and you're focusing, you fix the next piece and the next piece and the next piece, and pretty soon, before you know it, you have got a functioning business that's really working well. Always see the vision. Always know where you want to go. Always be excited about it. And once you see the vision, break it down into the smallest possible form. Work on that particular area that you need to work on. Move on to the next one and the next one and the next one. And, of course, do it quickly. Don't take forever. Don't take forever to make a decision, because the world is moving at an accelerated pace, and the competition will pass you up. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.